SBS Radio.
This bulletin, residents of Sydney's Yarra Bay, MPs and the local Aboriginal Land Council have slammed plans for a new cruise ship terminal. Former rugby union star Israel Folau speaks out about natural disasters in Australia and links them to recent legal changes. And Australia suspends a human rights partnership with China amid concerns about Uyghurs and other Muslims in detention. Minister Scott Morrison is being urged to reconsider Garden Island as the spot for a new Sydney cruise ship terminal amid claims one at Yarra Bay would destroy a centuries-old Aboriginal heritage site. Garden Island was named the most suitable location for a new terminal to solve the city's cruise ship crisis in a 2017 report by former Navy officer and New South Wales Liberal leader Peter Collins. Residents, state and federal Labor MPs and the local Aboriginal Land Council met at Yarra Bay on Sunday to protest the potential development. Chairwoman of La Perouse Aboriginal Land Council, Noeline Timberry, told reporters the community did not want a cruise ship terminal anywhere in the bay. She says, "We've watched as our cultural landscape has been developed and redeveloped and developed again. So our question is really simple. When are our cultural rights going to be respected? Because I reckon that should start now." Northern Territory authorities have promised the community of Yuendumu there will be a thorough investigation of the events surrounding the death of Walpiri man Kumanjai Walker. Last week, a 28-year-old Northern Territory police officer was charged in relation to this death and will appear in court next month. In the meantime, a fundraising campaign has been launched by people connected to Yuendumu to pay for extra oversight of the official inquiries. The campaign has already attracted a 25,000 donation from a key Aboriginal group in the centre, the Tangentieri Council, which manages the town camps in Alice Springs. Yesterday, November 17, was a World Prematurity Day. On this day, Miracle Babies Foundation highlighted that every year in Australia, more than 48,000 babies require the help of a neonatal intensive care unit or special care nursery, and up to 1,000 will lose their fight for survival. Miracle Babies Foundation also revealed that dads of preterm babies are particularly impacted, with a third experiencing high rates of depression and half suffering from elevated anxiety. Kylie Purcell, CEO of Miracle Babies Foundation, says that sadly, not all parents are given the same opportunity to support their baby while they remain in hospital. On World Prematurity Day, Kylie Purcell urged the federal government to address the gap impacting parents of premature babies.
We're calling on the government to bring everyone together, all the key stakeholders and representing families, so that we can find a legislation that does work for all the families in different situations. So families having full-term babies, but also families having premature births.
The Queensland Fire and Emergency Service is hoping cooler conditions today will offer crews a reprieve as they battle more than 70 fires statewide. There are warnings the severe weather could return midweek after residents of Tarome, south of Ipswich, faced a threat on Sunday. Firefighters dealt with stormy conditions, but no properties were lost overnight as the state enters its second week of fires. Some campers on Moreton Island, including schoolies, were evacuated after a lightning strike started a fire on Saturday. Former Wallaby star Israel Folau has drawn a link between extreme weather events in Australia and the government decision to legalize abortion and same-sex marriage. During a sermon at the Truth of Jesus Christ Church in Sydney, Folau commented on severe bushfires, droughts, and how society had changed after the marriage equality debate. The sacked rugby union player lost his contract over comments about the LGBTQI community on his social media and has again expressed his religious views in a church video posted online.
take these laws and turn it back into following what is right by God, what God says in His Word.
Amen.
It says, therefore, have the cursed devoured the earth, and they that dwell therein are desolate. Therefore, the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men left.
Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison is shifting the focus to communities needing support in the wake of the fires. He's criticised for Lau's comments, but admitted the sports star can express his own opinions.
That doesn't mean he can't have regard to the grievous offence this would have caused to people whose homes have been burnt down. And I'm sure to many Christians around Australia for whom that is not their view at all, and whose thoughts and prayers, let me stress, from Christians are very much with those who are suffering under the terrible burden of fire.
Former Prime Minister Paul Keating says Australia will be dealing with the great powers, the United States and China, over the next 3 decades. The former Labour leader has questioned what he calls the unstated proposition describing the illegitimate rise of China as Western nations raise concern about its global influence. His speech coincides with reports of strained relations between China and Australia involving a suspended human rights program over the mass detention of Uyghurs. In a speech in Sydney, Mr. Keating has also downplayed the importance of the term Indo-Pacific because he argues India won't catch up to China in gross domestic production.
So in Australia, we'll be left to deal with just the two most muscular economic powers in the world, the United States and China. But unfortunately, the debate in Australia has markedly degenerated in respect of the preponderant Asian economic power, China.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese has told Sky News he is worried about China's human rights record, including the treatment of minorities and 2 Australian politicians who were blocked for speaking out.
Now, that's not to say I agree with all of the views of Mr. Hastie, for example. I know him well. I've got to know him since he's been elected to Parliament. I think he's genuine in his views. Some of those views I agree with, some of them I don't. I think that in our dealings with China, we need to deal with them diplomatically and respectfully while standing up for our views on human rights.
Bolivians have attended an outdoor mass on Sunday to pray for an end to violence during the country's political crisis. Almost 2 dozen people have been killed since a disputed election result was decided in October. President Evo Morales resigned in the wake of protests, and Ofelia Vargas is among those hoping order can be restored in the country.
We are here very moved because we have really lived tragic moments, you can say, because we have been overwhelmed by the vandalism, and really the heart of each Bolivian is on bended knee before God, and we ask that there is liberty of expression here.
The UK's Liberal Democrats leader has hit back at the Conservative Party's proposal to end preferential treatment for European Union migrants. Boris Johnson plans to treat EU and non-EU migrants the same from January 2021, meaning they need to wait 5 years for welfare payments. His post-Brexit immigration policy also includes a surcharge for access to health services. But Jo Swinson says she wants the story about immigrants to be positive rather than harsh and demonising.
As Liberal Democrat leader, I'm standing up here and saying immigration is a good thing. We should welcome the people that come to our country because they help to make our country even better.
Now, having a look at the weather around the country, Perth, a sunny day, 29. Adelaide, much the same, 31. Melbourne, similar conditions, 27. Hobart, a shower or 2, 21. Albury-Wodonga, sunny, 25. Canberra, mostly sunny, 27. Wollongong, mostly sunny as well, top of 25. Sydney, a sunny day ahead, 26. Newcastle, cloud clearing, 27. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 27. Townsville, a sunny day, 31. Cairns, mostly sunny, 33. Alice Springs, sunny, 30 degrees. Darwin, partly cloudy, 35. And the Torres Strait Islands, mostly sunny day and a top of 29. And that is NITV Radio News.
Tell us what you think.
rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.